So I'm going to try to wrap it up here, and I know that all of, gosh, it's hard to follow all that, right? So Jody has taught for 27 years, and I have taught with him for 21 of those years. And, you know, that's, I don't think a lot of people take, you know, work with the same person for that long. It's a long time. and, you know, a lot of teachers spend time together. You know, they teach together. The math teachers, they spend some time together working on their curriculum, or, you know, the English teachers. But when you're an agriculture teacher, you don't spend just hours at school together. You spend hours working with teams together. You spend hours going on weekend trips. You go overnight trips. You go to banquets like this. So we're together a lot. Sometimes I think I'm around Jody more than I am my own husband. And Farrah, you probably think the same thing. You guys are always very supportive of us. But, you know, we have a lot of togetherness, a lot of togetherness. And most people in a situation like that, I think, probably have conflict. You know, that's a lot of time to spend together with one person. And I don't think that, I know that Jody and I have never, ever argued, ever, in 21 years. So.
Let you do what you want.
You've got to tell Tony about that. So I'm very, very, very fortunate to have taught with a wonderful coworker for many, many years, but I don't like that term coworker because we're not just coworkers, of course. We are truly, truly good friends. And when you teach and work with a friend, it really makes all the difference. We have been very fortunate to watch our students succeed. We've seen them fail, but we've seen them succeed. And we've shared in those joys with the children, the students, with each other. One of my favorite moments of all time, I think, with our FFA happened to be also with our own children. We were fortunate enough that both of our children were competing in some state-level contests, and they both won at the same time, and they announced their names on the stage within minutes of each other. And it was one of the highlights for me. Jody, you've been there. I'm sorry I'm crying. This is pretty emotional for me. I bet you've been there through a lot of the difficult times in life. Jody and I both lost both of our... I lost my dad, and he lost both of his parents within a very short time of each other. And so we've always been there for each other, and for that I am forever grateful. You are one of my best friends, and I, of course, will miss you so much. Ethan mentioned your jokes, your movie references, and all those things. He said that much better than I am right now, but I will miss all those things in our shared history for the past 21 years. And while I am sad, obviously, mostly I'm so very happy for you, and congratulations on this next stage in life. I know you're going to enjoy your time off, your away, and do whatever you want. And I hope that you'll have a wonderful next stage of life. Thank you for being my coworker, my friend, and the advisor to our students. Thank you.